Campus is a great event to come to every year. I would really suggest it if you're into business, software development, marketing. Don't miss it. Every year, work in Miami.
Allison Sikorsky, and I'm the lead organizer for social media. So it involves a lot of management, a lot of planning in regards to having to update the social calendar with the team. It was a lot of hands-on in the beginning. To get ready for this day, we wanted to make sure to automate as much content as possible. And the team has been doing a great job on keeping up with all the content so far.
I'm Sebastian van der Lans. I traveled all the way from Amsterdam to WordCamp Miami, and I work for wordproof.io. The internet is an amazing place, but at the same time, it's kind of broken. More than 80% of all the people in the world, they are falling for fake news. And I talked about how open source communities can fix the broken web with WordPress and blockchain combined.
Hey, listen, WordCamp is coming together, making friends, building relationships, learning processes, educating yourself. It's too much to do, you know, it's just amazing.
I'm interested in getting into doing business with WordPress. I love the platform. I love what people in the community do together. And it just happened to be right down my street, so.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Brian Messenlehner. Kind of a long one, right? Messenlehner. I do a lot of WordPress stuff. I'm a co-owner of a company called AppPressor, where we have a framework that allows you to build iOS and Android mobile apps without actually having to know how to build iOS and Android mobile apps. You just use WordPress and your WordPress skills to build all these really cool apps. Then we also have a bunch of add-on plugins for AppPressor that integrate with other popular WordPress plugins like WooCommerce, like BuddyPress, like LearnDash, so that you can create an e-commerce-based mobile app to sell your products. You can create online courses available through a mobile app, or build your own social community mobile app. I also own a company called SchoolPressor, where we do a lot of open source solutions for public schools to save them a lot of time. A lot of schools, public schools, have the same problem where they're paying all these individual software vendors to do different things, specific things, like, you know, one software company manages the cafeteria, you know, what's for lunch. Another one handles the buses. Another one handles the grades. So we're trying to rip all those vendors off, not rip them off, but we're trying to be like the undercutters, right? And come in there and offer open source solutions for a fraction of the price, right? To save these public schools a lot of money so they could invest that money back into their kids. Yeah, man, I like to WordPress it up. That's my thing.
I'm Michael Schofield, and I'm with Whereby Us. I'm the director of engineering. I'm basically introducing service design as the smartest business strategic approach as opposed to being product centric. So,
Andres Lopez, you spoke about accessibility. Tell us a little bit about your talk.
Okay, I feel like it went great. I mean, we just came out of there. I feel like I got people with the German surprise at the start. And I'm pretty happy with how it came out, and I hope people take a note or two about, you know, the problem of people and how to include them on the website.
Hey, my name is Ryan Kinney. My role for WordCamp this year, 2020, is I signed up for a bunch. Organizer for the sponsors, sponsorship and David Bissett. Fantastic experience. Also, I signed up to be the room MC for Business Track both days, morning and afternoon. So I am also filling in to help anywhere I can.
Hi, I'm Norma Miller. I'm the owner of White Coat Captioning. We're a small niche captioning firm, and we specialize in captioning tech events. We do a lot of WordCamps, and we love WordCamps. We love WAPU. We love the whole culture around WordCamps. It's really lovely. We do a lot of, you know, other events that are very, very different. But what I love about WordCamps personally is that I, as a small business owner myself, always come away with something that is actually relevant to my company, and that's very satisfying to me.
So my talk was Gutenberg Beyond the Block, and it was just essentially not very code-heavy, but more concept-heavy, where I was showing people how don't just think about the block and what you're trying to drop on the page and what colors you're trying to change and interesting, you know, front-end components. Think about what Gutenberg and React means. So I showed how to pull from like custom APIs to create an authors block that allows you to render different author names, etc. How to pull from an image API to kind of override the WordPress media library and use an external media library to bring stuff into Gutenberg. I talked about, you know, parsing through all of your posts to find all the block quotes and automatically send them to Twitter with a URL and a UTM parameter. And so cool, interesting stuff like that, but it's not about blocks, it's about the React and JavaScript tools that are now available in WordPress.
I'm Chip Edwards, and I'm with the company Create My Voice. My talk today was on voice technology and how that is going to be impacting brands, as well as how do we make sure that our audience can get to our content. And the voice app, what it takes to build voice apps to be able to connect our content up with our audience using all of these smart speakers and other voice devices like smartphones and cars, everything where this... where these voice technologies getting embedded.
I'm Carlos Vasquez, and I'm with Miami Marketer because I was able to buy the domain name, miamimarketer.com.
Carlos, tell us about your talk today.
All right, so people always want to go ahead and find ways to attract more business. And they have a hard time trying to make that connection. So I went ahead and I revealed a lot of the stuff that I've learned throughout the years since 2003, so that way they can start applying it in a way where they don't feel like it's too complicated and it makes perfect sense. So the feedback I've received makes me feel like it was easy to understand and easy to grasp.
Hey, this is William Jackson with MyQuest to Teach. We're down here in Miami, Florida, working with the kids at Kids Camp, enjoying the atmosphere, the bloggers, the entrepreneurs, and business owners. Aida Carrera and I had a great Kids Camp today, working with about 15 to 20 kids, teaching them STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics, integrating into business and blogging. So it's a great conference, WordCamp Miami, awesome.
I was the person who got the volunteers together to take photography. I created an album for pictures to be uploaded. I made sure that there was a photographer assigned to each track and each session and each after party, and just reminded them to upload all their photos as they were taking. And they did very, very well. They have uploaded over 300 pictures over the 3 or 4 days since the pre-WordCamp meetup up until now.
Let's start off by saying I'm thankful for you. Because we could put on a party, but if nobody shows up, it's a pretty lame party. So I want to thank you for giving your time, your effort, your energy. Some people are traveling from all over. I mean, I met a gentleman from Amsterdam who's here. So I want to say thank you to everybody who attended. I wish they were all here, but I want to say thank all the participants and attendees. And so now I want you to receive your thanks. Hold on.